Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. New Yorkers are being urged to limit their outdoor activities again today due to the smoky and particulate-filled air moving south from wildfires in Canada, state officials said yesterday. Lisa Colangelo and John Asbury report on Newsday.com that there was an even stronger warning for people with underlying lung conditions to stay inside when possible because the poor air quality could trigger asthma attacks, health officials said. Quote, New York is facing extraordinary air quality conditions right now, said State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos during a news briefing with reporters Tuesday. The sky is hazy, visibility is terrible, and you can smell the smoke in the air. If you have been out in the street today, walking around, you can probably experience the impacts to your eyes, your nose, and your throat. We're recommending New Yorkers to minimize outdoor activities and, if at all possible, go inside, avoid strenuous activities in the outdoors, said Segos. The DEC has issued several air quality warnings in recent days due to plumes of smoke from wildfires raging in eastern Canada's Nova Scotia province that the National Weather Service said made their way over New York and throughout the Northeast United States. Agency officials said the warnings would continue today for Long Island, the New York City metro region, Eastern Lake Ontario, Central New York, and Western New York. Segos also asked New Yorkers to refrain from having open fires in their backyards. The National Weather Service's air quality alert for the New York metropolitan area is in effect again today due to the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. It continues through midnight tonight. The New York State Department of Health recommends that individuals consider limiting strenuous outdoor physical activity to reduce the risk of adverse health effects. People who may be especially sensitive to the effects of elevated levels of pollutants include the very young and those with pre-existing respiratory problems such as asthma and emphysema or heart disease. Those with symptoms should consider consulting their personal physician. A toll-free air quality hotline at 1-800-535-1345 has been established so New York residents can stay informed on the air quality situation throughout Long Island. That phone number again is 1-800-535-1345. A man who was stabbed multiple times in Riverside yesterday has died, according to police. Lisa Finn reports on Patch.com that, per Southampton Town Police, the incident took place on Nugent Drive, west of Woodhull Avenue, in the vicinity of the Riverside Traffic Circle at 3:25 p.m. on Tuesday. The victim, who has not yet been identified by police, was transported to Peconic Bay Medical Center in Riverhead, where he was pronounced dead. Following an investigation, Southampton Town Police placed Gelber Lopez Perez, 20, a homeless man, in custody. Homicide squad detectives charged Lopez Perez, who was without a known address, with second-degree murder. He was held overnight at the Southampton Town Police Department and is scheduled to be arraigned at Southampton Town Justice Court in Hampton Bays today. That was a fatal stabbing yesterday in Riverside. An air quality health advisory is in effect all day again today for fine particulates resulting from the wildfires in eastern Canada. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the advisory is in effect for Long Island and the New York City metro area, as well as much of upstate New York. State environmental officials say be careful out there. In preparation for its new community housing fund that will fund a 0.5% real estate transfer tax into affordable housing options, Southold Town is hosting 5 community meetings in June about its community housing plan, beginning with one this evening at 6 p.m. at the Peconic Lane Community Center. The housing plan, unveiled in late April of this year, outlines how the town of Southold plans to spend money in the community housing fund. The majority of voters in 4 of the 5 East End towns, except Riverhead, said yes to creating the housing funds in a November 2022 ballot referendum. Municipalities must have a plan in place before they begin to spend the housing fund money. The future of Long Islanders' commutes and the world's most famous arena are intersecting in a growing debate over what role Madison Square Garden should play in the planned $8 billion reconstruction of Penn Station. Alfonso A. Castillo reports on Newsday.com that the question is expected to be at the center of a New York City Planning Commission public hearing today on whether the city should renew a soon-to-expire permit allowing MSG to operate at its current location on top of Penn Station on Manhattan's West Side. A 50-year special permit with the city, granted in 1963, then extended for 10 years, allowed Madison Square Garden to hold events with more than 2,500 people at its current location. It expires next month. The New York City Council will decide this summer whether to further extend the agreement, which MSG wants to be made permanent. The issue comes while the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the Long Island Railroad's parent organization, and New York State move ahead with plans for a major reconstruction of Penn Station. The MTA wants the city to leverage its permitting powers to get Madison Square Garden to help fund improvements at the 113-year-old transit hub, which, for more than 50 years, has been relegated to Madison Square Garden's basement. A new proposal by Italian developer ASTM has further complicated the conversation. Rather than having Madison Square Garden help pay for fixing it, it proposes Madison Square Garden move out. The Board of Trustees of the Bridgehampton Museum has announced that the Nathaniel Rogers House has opened its doors to the public as the Bridgehampton Museum for the very first time. As reported on 27East.com, the opening comes after 20 years of restoration of the 19th century building, marking it as one of the most outstanding examples of Greek Revival architecture in New York State. To celebrate the opening, the Bridgehampton Museum will host a weekend of festivities, including the Bridgehampton Community Stars Cocktail Party this coming Saturday, June 10th, honoring community members, and the Bridgehampton Museum Community Day on Sunday, June 11th, with special tours led by Southampton Town historian Julie Green and landscape designer Charlie Martyr. The Facebook post on the two whale deaths last week said the cause was suspected blunt force trauma. They were the latest deaths in a troubling year. So far, 23 dead whales have been found from Maine to Florida in 2023, four more than in all of 2022. 12 of them apparently died off New York and New Jersey, twice as many as in 2022. James Barron reports in the New York Times that the two most recent deaths occurred separately last Thursday. One of the whales, a 47-foot-long whale, it was a male, was buried on the beach at Hampton Bays on Long Island. The other whale, a 28-foot female, was towed from Raritan Bay to the Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. The ship strikes of humpback whales seem to be a downside to what Frank Quevedo, the executive director of the South Fork Natural History Museum in Bridgehampton, called a success story. There's more food in the waters off New York these days, specifically Atlantic menhaden. They are the most important fish in the ocean because everything feeds on them, said Quevedo of SOFO. Whales, dolphins, sharks, ospreys, and eagles all love menhaden, he said. So does striped bass. The menhaden population has grown, Quevedo said on Tuesday, because of a four-year-old state law that barred fishermen from using big nets to target schools of menhaden. Banning the nets left more menhaden in the water, he said, attracting whales that hunger for them. But, as Quevedo put it, whales are interacting with ships and boats and their larger propellers. Once you get hit by a cargo ship or a commercial dragger, it's like us getting hit by a car. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.